All right, so the most popular president in history has a bunch of fake Twitter followers. Oh, boy. This is coming from Breitbart. Oh, yeah, let's have a moment of honesty so you know this is uncensored. Breitbart, audit reveals almost half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers are fake. Well, no shit. Guess what? Half of the people that voted for his ass are dead, too. Nearly half of President Joe Biden's 22.3 million Twitter followers are fake accounts, an audit revealed on Wednesday. Well, no fucking shit. Didn't see that one coming. Didn't see that one coming. Oh, my goodness. We must do an investigation on this shit. Holy fuck. You don't say. The most popular president ever? Huh? Really?
Duh, I don't believe in fake. I believe that's a conspiracy theory. Duh. Russian disinformation.
That's Russian disinformation, right? Says the same analysis reportedly also. I know people play like, how the fuck do you go from this to that? Anyway, the same analyst reportedly also found that more than 14 million accounts that follow Biden's personal at Joe Poopy Pants Biden Twitter account are either fake or insufficiently active. I had to laugh at myself. All right, so the accounts are either fake or insufficiently active. Therefore, a crackdown on fake Twitter accounts could see users like Biden lose a huge number of followers. SparkToral reportedly defines fake followers as accounts that are unreachable and will not see the account's tweets, either because they're spam, bots, propaganda, etc., or because they're no longer active on Twitter. Says the news of Biden's fake Twitter followers comes after Tesla founder Elon Musk, who is currently trying to buy Twitter, expressed concerns about the number of bots on the social media platform. I think Musk is controlled opposition. However, I do find it funny that he has exposed the Twitter bots because the left. God, I hate using the word left. I hate the whole left-right paradigm because these fucking rhino assholes are nothing but pieces of shit. But, you know, for sake of argument, it's true. The left loves to pretend as if they have the majority. So I don't like Musk. I'm being honest with you. I don't like him. Ever since I saw that bullshit about the Neuralink and the brain chip and all that, fuck him. You don't have to say nothing else to me. You can do whatever, you know, you could rescue 100 children and I'm still going to be like, fuck you. You know, I'll big you up. I'll applaud you for doing great acts, but still not getting over that Neuralink thing. Buddy boy, you're not fooling me. Says Musk has since announced that his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter cannot move forward until the number of bot accounts on the platform is independently confirmed. The SpaceX CEO tweeted that his offer was based on Twitter's SEC filings being accurate, and he believes bots could account for 20% of the platform or much higher. Huh, holy fuck. Whew. Damn. So anyway, Musk tweeted out 20% fake / spam accounts, while four times what Twitter claims could be much higher. So anyway, it says here at the bottom, it says, while it's not clear how Musk arrived at the 20% figure, there is speculation that the Tesla CEO may be using the issue of fake accounts to negotiate a better buyout deal. Recently, Musk stated that a viable Twitter deal for less money is not out of the question. So I don't know what this guy is doing. I don't know if he's pump faking, if he's bullshitting. I don't know what Musk is doing. I don't know if he's going to buy it. I don't know if his whole goal was just to expose it. It could be one of those situations. I don't know. I believe Devin Nunes hinted that Trump had, you know, kind of told Musk to go buy it without telling him to buy it, something along those lines. But either way, we all, you know, they're just saying what we already know. And, you know what the worst part about all of this is? All this information is coming out and the normies are still fucking stupid. Sorry. I'm in one of those moods. I'm sorry. I fucking hate normies, man. I hate them. And people go, man, you got to have a better attitude. You'll never win them over. What part of, well, all right, let me not do it. Let me not. I don't know what Musk is doing, though. I don't know. I have no idea. I suspect he's going to buy it. I suspect it. I could be dead ass wrong. I suspect he's going to buy it. I think I'm going off of what. Okay, let me do it like this. Okay, what I think he may be doing is exposing it before he buys it, so he can have a reason to get rid of certain people. You know, because if he just goes in there and just cleans house, it's going to look like a takeover, which it is a takeover, but it's going to look like he's just being an asshole. And you know how the libtards are. They're stupid. They're going to look at it and go, oh my God, this is unright. And they're going to protest. He's trying to remove the whole, you know, extremists coming in and taking over our platform. He's removing that argument. If I'm looking at it, let's just pretend. Okay, let's pretend Musk is a white hat, right? Which he's not. I don't believe he is. I think he's full of shit. But let's say he is, right? That's what I would do. I would play it that way. I would say, look, I want to buy it, but man, there's so many bots. And that's what he's doing. To be honest and to be fair, that is what he's doing. So I have to look at it from that angle just in case. See what I'm saying? Just in case. Maybe, who knows? Maybe he's talking to some people behind the scenes and we don't know what's going on with that. But I think that that's what he's doing. You know, if looking at it from that perspective, maybe he's just trying to remove the argument. For argument's sake, he's trying to remove that thought. Because if it's being noted and on record that there's 20% of this platform has bots, then that gives him the green light to just come in and clean house. And if anybody bucks up against it and says, you can't do that, that's not right, he can say, actually, this platform is very botty and you guys allowed this to go on. Now, if you keep going against my wishes, I will expose more. You know, so this could be something that he's holding up, you know, holding over their head. Like, hey, keep protesting against me and I will reveal more. Because there's no telling what Twitter is connected to as far as the deep state is concerned. There's no telling. And then you got to remember he's talking to Jack Dorsey also. So, you know, you never know. Dorsey may have been put in a position where he was forced to reveal some information to Musk. Musk may know something. All right. So that's my thought on that. That's my moment of honesty. Okay, so let's have a moment of honesty here. Another storyline has rolled out in this shit show. Bezos is now going at Biden. Whatever the fuck that's about. Who gives a shit? But anyway, let's talk about it. ABC News. It says a Bezos-Biden squabble. Can corporate taxes tame inflation? It says Jeff Bezos this weekend became the latest center billionaire to launch a political fight on Twitter by denouncing a tweet by President Joe Biden about corporate taxes as disinformation and misdirection. Now, what the fuck has gotten into Bezos? This piece of shit. Says Jeff Bezos this weekend. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. Just read that. It says the White House quickly reported Monday that Bezos opposes an economic agenda for the middle class. Oh. Says, and then Bezos fired back, arguing that the Biden administration would have made inflation worse if its $3.5 trillion economic and social spending bill, known as Build Back Better, 666, right? The three lowercase b's make it 666 for you dumbasses that don't know. So anyway, it says, what was I at? Shit. Says the White House quickly reported Monday that Bezos opposes an economic agenda for the middle class, and then says, and then Bezos fired back, arguing that the Biden administration would have made inflation worse if its $3.5 trillion economic and social spending bill, known as Build Back Better, had made it into law. Well, no shit. Fucking idiots. No shit, really. Say the quiet part out loud. This has been a long journey, man. You might be wondering why am I going off? It's been a long fucking journey. Like, he's saying this shit like it's a news flash or something, right? Or at least that's how I'm reading it. Like, where the fuck were you 2 years ago, asshole? This is why I don't believe any of this bullshit. I don't believe any of this shit. Says, quote, they failed. This is a quote from Bezos. Says, quote, they failed, but if they had succeeded, inflation would be even higher than it is today. And inflation today is at a 40-year high, Bezos tweeted. Says the dispute marks an unusually high profile one for Bezos, who has generally sought to avoid political fights in public. Bezos is the second wealthiest person in the world, with a net worth of $150 billion behind Elon Musk, whose wealth has reached $268 billion. Says Musk, the Tesla founder, who is seeking to purchase Twitter, has frequently used the social media platform to attack his perceived critics and to pick fights about free speech. Says here, the spat began when Biden's account tweeted, "You want to bring down inflation? Question mark. Let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. $81 million. Most popular president in history. Most popular U.S. president in history. And do you know, and I'm going off topic, I know, but this is a moment of honesty. This is my don't give a fuck podcast, right? This isn't the Mueller report. Do you know that there are still people that are still in the mindset of vote blue no matter who? That's still a thing. I keep telling you, never underestimate the stupidity of libtards. They're not called libtards for nothing. You have to remember why they got the title libtard. They're liberally stupid. Fucking dumb. Stupid. Says Biden has often accused Amazon, the e-commerce giant that Bezos founded and led for nearly a quarter century of failing to pay its fair share in taxes. In 2018, Amazon paid no income tax despite earning billions in profits. Who gives a shit? Whatever. Anyway, fuck these people. The hell with Bezos. The hell with Biden. The hell with everyone. Everyone's full of shit. This is nothing but a shit show. A show for the public to go on and on about. It's nothing but a distraction. Point of the matter is the deep state, the elites are making their move, and it's going to be hell. It's going to be hell. You're going to see rolling blackouts. If I wouldn't be surprised if we really see hyperinflation. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to kill free speech. They're going to try to find a way, at least. It's going to be more difficult than they think. Also, they're going to try to do their best to demonize guns. More false flags, and it's going to be hell. It's going to be hell. And they're going to continue to use their puppets, such as whoever, you know, whether it's Musk or Bezos, they're going to choose these people to be your heroes, and you're going to cheer for them. And I understand it. I get it. You want people to do the right thing. You want people to speak out, people, especially people in powerful positions. Bezos, second richest man in the world, they say, you know, get the fuck out of here. We all know what the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and, you know, we know better. But anyway, let's pretend like they're the two richest people. And, you know, they're going to use these people to pretend to be the opposition, but they're controlled opposition. Controlled opposition. They're just playing their role. You know, they're playing their role. While the U.S. is handing over its sovereignty as far as, you know, health decisions are concerned, healthcare, they're handing their sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. You got this bullshit on ABC News. Where's the handing over sovereignty to the World Health Organization? Where's that article? You're not going to find it. Because they don't want you to know, and the masses don't know. Most people don't know. Where's Fox News? Is that a real conservative outlet? Bullshit. Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage? The Biden administration is handing over sovereignty to the World Health Organization and what's at the top of the news? Bezos and Biden having a spat on Twitter. This is the shit that I'm talking about. This is why every once in a while I have to step away from the Mueller report and have a moment of honesty and just say, fuck this shit. This is bullshit. This is bullshit. You know, I apologize for my language if you're listening on Real Mauro 1290. I apologize, but, you know, every once in a while, I just got to let it out. You know, that's what the Moment of Honesty podcast was created for these moments. This is bullshit. You mean to tell me, you expect me to believe Jeff Bezos, one of the biggest ass twats that ever existed, deep state piece of shit that runs one of the most liberal biased publications, the Washington Post, which I will take that newspaper and wipe my ass with it. Okay? It means shit between that and the New York Times. Okay? I will wipe my fucking ass with the fucking Washington Post and the New York Times. But I'm supposed to believe that this ass twat is somehow really feuding with Biden. Bullshit. And why do conservatives and independents really buy into this shit? I don't know. I don't fucking understand it. You fall for the fucking okie doke every time. This is why they continue to play these games with you. Stop letting them pick your heroes. Now you're going to have conservatives say, oh, look at what Bezos is doing. He's attacking Biden. Fuck Bezos and fuck Biden. Period. Fuck both of them. That's the stance we should be taking. Period. Fuck that twat. That sounded crazy, right? Yeah, but fuck that twat. Fuck him. He's not coming over to the right side of things. No, he's just playing a game. Just another distraction while the real news gets buried. That's their job, to distract. And they're doing a good job of it. Got to give them credit. I say this all the time, man. You have to give the elites credit. They have done a fucking fantastic job of distracting people, dumbing down people. And every generation gets worse. You think this is bad now? Wait till the next generation. If you don't believe me, go watch the movie Idiocracy by Mike Judge. People were so stupid that it was a dude that just barely got through high school was the smartest person on earth. They didn't know how to grow plants. You know, the whole world, if I remember the movie correctly, the whole world was just stupid. And that's what, I watched that movie a long time ago, and I swear to you, I don't know if that was 15 years, 20 years ago, when that movie came out, I can't remember. But I swear to God, I'm living in Idiocracy. The movie has become a reality. There's so many stupid people, and they play on your stupidity, play on your emotions. Stop being stupid. Wise up and understand that you're looking at controlled opposition. That's my moment of honesty. Let's have a moment of honesty. Nancy Pelosi says there needs to be a balance to free speech. There needs to be a balance to free speech, says Nancy Pelosi. This is coming from ReclaimTheNet.org. Nancy Pelosi believes that free speech needs balance. Now, why are they so hell-bent on taking away free speech? Why? What is it that they fear? They fear the fact that the public, the people, know that these people are full of shit. Okay? A lot of people know that these people are full of shit. The problem is that there's still a lot of people that are stuck on stupid. They're trying to hold back the storm, for lack of a better term, I guess. As they're trying to hold back the storm as much as they possibly can. As they push towards their agenda, Agenda 2030, whatever, things are going to get worse. It's going to get worse than just losing, you know, it's going to get worse than just baby formula shortage and supply chain issues and all that other stuff. They need, desperately, they need to silence people to keep the word from spreading about where the actual problems are coming from, because their whole thing is problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem, you react to it, and the same people that created the problem come to you with the solution. Okay, they can't have that if there's this thing called freedom of speech. So they have to demonize it. So what are you going to see? False flags everywhere. They have to link free speech with hate crimes. And they're going to continue to do this over and over and over again. It's the same movie replaying over and over and over and over, to the point where we now know as soon as a shooting happens, we go, okay, here it comes, free speech. They're going to attack free speech. They're going to demonize guns. They're going to try to say that guns are the worst thing ever, right? While they walk around with their security who's armed, but they don't want the public to be armed. Basically, they want us to be like what Australia was during the pandemic. The people in Australia had no weapons. So they couldn't fight back, and the people were being forced into lockdown and I seen a pregnant woman get thrown up against the wall because she didn't have a mask on. That's what they want here in America. The problem is Americans have guns and freedom of speech. So those are the two things that are being attacked the most. Anyway, getting back to this article here. Again, it's from Reclaim the Net. I totally went off just now, off topic. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi said there needs to be a balance to free speech. Says in the wake of a mass shooting in Buffalo, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went on the ABC to advocate for balance between free speech and safety. She did not specify how this balance might be achieved or who would have the last word in defining it. No, of course not. They just want censorship. They want Chinese-style censorship. All right? Period. You know, in China, you say the wrong thing about the government, someone shows up at your door. That's why they have this thing going on with the, parents, the FBI is targeting parents that protest against the school board for the curriculum and everything else. Yeah, that's, you know. Welcome to the new America, you know, says seemingly suggesting that suppressing free speech to some unspecified extent would be the way to go in dealing with cases of extreme violence, the U.S. official made it clear that it was once again social media that politicians would like to see moderate and censor even more than they do now. So this is the thing about the Democrats. They're telling you, you know, and you have rhino Republicans who are snakes. They're snakes in the grass. But one thing about these Dems, they're telling you what they're going to do and what they plan to do. They're letting you know flat out they want this country to be China. They want the U.S. to become China, period. Anything short of that is not good enough. Okay? Says, speaking on Sunday, back to this article here, speaking on Sunday, the Democrat also complained that it is possible for her party to carry out its, gun control proposals in the Senate and urge vigilance among the population, encouraging people to report others to authorities in case somebody is suspected of being on a path to committing acts of violence. So here we go. Here's the danger in that. Libtards are stupid. So to them, you got to understand, this is why this is so dangerous, what they're saying here. Libtards are really stupid. And what is considered an act of violence to any normal thinking U.S. citizen, to a libtard, I mean a real stupid, dumbass, lefty, liberal libtard, an act of violence could be you saying, I don't believe that the pop shot is necessary. You know what I mean by pop shot, right? The pokey pokey thing they put in your arm, right? That could be considered an act of violence to them. You could, to a libtard, that is extremism. See, the part of the problem with conservatives and independents and libertarians and, you know, people that just aren't even into politics and aren't on the far left, you fail, and I've been saying this for the longest time, you fail to realize just how stupid libtards are. They're not called libtards for nothing. They're really fucking stupid. Okay? Their stupidity has no limitations. There's no limits to their stupidity. You have to understand that. Not wearing a mask to them is like murder. That's one thing I learned throughout the pandemic. Like, I learned, like, these people are really fucking stupid. I underestimated their stupidity. They're dumb as hell. And you know, and that's, people are going to say, oh, you shouldn't say that. You should try to win them over. You know what? Fuck them. I'm sorry. Fuck them. It's been too long. It's been 2 years of this shit. It's been really, what, 2.5 years now we're going on of this bullshit. And I get on the train and I still see these idiots, like, with their mask on, and they look at me like, oh, my God. And in D.C., they've taken away the damn mask mandate to get on the trains, the subways or whatever, public transportation. And these people, they look at you like. Yeah, man. These people are fucking dumb. The CDC can come out tomorrow and tell you that, you know, the masks aren't necessary. And they'll still be like, oh, my God. They have done a good job. You have to give the elites credit. They have done a good job of dumbing down the public and creating perfect slaves. So they want you to report people that you believe are on a path to committing acts of violence. So what is that? What does that even mean? What it means is, I'm going to tell you what it means. What it means is this. Anyone that goes against your political beliefs is a person on the path of committing an act of violence. That's how these people think. Their mind isn't, they don't think logically. You know, they don't look at it like, oh, this person has a different political belief than me. No, they see it like, oh, this guy must be like an extremist. I must report him. And what they're going to do, what the elites are going to do, they're going to encourage this. There's going to be more false flags. There's going to be more bullshit. And they're going to encourage people. Make sure you tell on your neighbors. They're going to buffalo this shit to death. All you're going to hear about is buffalo. Coming even throughout the midterms, we must do something to stop extremism. We must do something to stop right-wing extremism. We must take away the guns and silence people. Back to this article from Reclaim the Net. It says social media companies meantime should address and also track down whatever gets classified as extremism, Pelosi's comments suggest. Because like I said, they want a broader, they want to broaden that net of what they can label as extremism. Political association that goes against socialism, communism, Marxism is going to be labeled extremism. So it's not going to be just as simple as they're going to rig elections. No, it's going to be more like you aren't going along with our agenda. You are now labeled terrorists. That's where this is really headed. This is my moment of honesty.